What's going on, good people? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Today is Tuesday, November 1st, 2025, and it's a great day to be alive. We're going to go ahead and dive into today's show. We got a great one for you, y'all, here on Speaker Success in the Morning. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, Successors? Y'all, welcome to Speak Your Success. This is Speak Your Success in the Morning. Today is Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. And y'all already know it's a great day to be alive. I hope you can go ahead and get that dew out your eyes. Get them eye boogers out your face. And I hope you're ready to rock and roll with us this morning, all right? Here you can expect a few things. We're always going to hit you with a little bit of news, a little bit of sports, a little bit of culture. But we always got to give you the three E's, all right? John, what are those three E's? What are those three E's? Well, it's education, it's entertainment, and it's empowerment, all right? But y'all, one thing that we also can't do, we can't get this show rolling, can't get this thing moving, can't really get grooving without bringing out a co-host. Who knows who our co-host is? You know who our co-host is. Without bringing out Producer Britt. Producer Britt, how you doing? Got the black on. Look like you ready to go. Talk to us.
You said I got the black what?
I said you got the black on. You ready to go? Probably got on Black Forces right now. You look like you mean business right now.
Hey, I mean business. Hey, when I wear black, you know, sit up straight, all right? I mean
business. When you wear black, sit up straight. When you wear black, but throw them paws, huh? About throw them things.
Yeah, put them paws on you. Yeah.
Put them paws.
I'm good. Right. What's up, Jonathan? What you
man
did
say?
Last night?
When I tell you, I almost slept through. We're going through this transition. We're trying to shift second baby Jones into the media room, and it's like he knows. Britt, he knows my man.
The
be
media
crying.
Room's gone.
Media room is not gone, but we're just trying to transition him because eventually him and Gabe are gonna both be in the same room. But
I used to share a room with my sister.
My man knows. He knows something's up. He's like, wait, this ain't right.
What is this?
What is this? This is too dark in here. Wait a minute. And then my other son.
Didn't tell me what you ate for dinner. I just asked what you ate for dinner.
Yeah. I was about to get to that. Calm down. Yeah, last night for dinner, what did I have? I had two slices of Supreme Pizza. Supreme Pizza from Johnny's Pizza House. My dad came into town yesterday, dropped off some pizza, and he kept on moving, okay?
Really?
Yeah, he came into town late Sunday. He was like, son, you're not expecting me? I was like, Dad, what? I was like, no, I don't think so. But then he pulled up on
us. Okay, don't worry about it. Bye.
Yeah. So we're here. What would you eat for dinner last night? What you got going?
Remember I got those double burgers? I ate the other burger.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, what do you put, when you get your burger from Five Guys, what do you put on it?
Well, you know, I haven't had a Five Guys burger. That's why my first five guys burger I don't know, maybe like 7 years.
Oh my goodness, that probably scared the girl away the first time.
It really did. I was like, I don't need to go here anymore. They got ground beef at the store. Okay, I could make a whole bunch of Five Guy burgers. But
smash burger.
I get the little burgers because I'm a little person.
No, you don't. You get the little boy?
I don't need that big old burger.
Oh, man. Nah, little burger's a joke. Okay. Go ahead
and
keep talking.
So I got the little burger, and then I put cheese on it. And then the free one, it came as a double patty. So I got, I don't know why.
Somebody just hooked you up on accident. That's what happened because, no, buy one, get one means whatever you bought, that's what you're going to get.
Oh, well, somebody hooked it up because the second one had bacon on it.
What? That? Mm-mm. See, that's different.
Yeah. So anyway, so I get, I'm normally just a burger, meat, cheese, lettuce, jalapenos, raw onions, grilled onions. If I
raw and grilled
onions. No, no, no. Oh, I said raw onions or grilled onions.
Oh, okay.
And then I don't do tomato, and then I do ketchup and mustard and a little bit of mayo on there. And then
yeah.
No pickles.
I don't know why Eddie Griffin set us up. An undercover brother, Eddie Griffin made it seem like all black people do not eat mayonnaise.
I mean, I don't think it's common.
Really? Because we have it in like we got it in potato salad, and we have a lot of it in potato salad, in like a ton of sauces.
Mayonnaise?
Mayo. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See? When do you make potato salad? Oh, that's not
no,
that's
I
not when
eat it.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
it's in there.
Eat it. Yeah, I guess so. Because
yeah,
it's in tuna.
Eddie Griffin set us all up. Because I was watching that, I was like, am I not supposed to eat mayonnaise? Or am I the only black person that eats mayonnaise? Is that okay?
That is funny, because when we get Jason's Deli, you do be asking for mayonnaise.
Give me that mayo.
You like, anybody got the mayo? And I was like, mayo? Mayonnaise? What?
Give me mayonnaise. Yeah, give me all that. I'll take it. But all right, okay. I guess we'll just roll. We'll just roll right into the source.
Yeah, roll right
in. The source. Finger roll.
Can't hear you.
This morning, straight from the source, we're going to go ahead and roll right into the book of Proverbs. We're going to stay right here. And today we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 12. We're going to read two verses, all right? And the verse reads, a prudent person conceals knowledge, but the heart of a fool proclaims foolishness. The heart of fools proclaims foolishness. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy hand will be put to forced labor. Ooh. So the thing that we have to see here, we all know somebody, and I want to be careful here, but we all know somebody, or at least these two people, one person who comes off like they know everything in our life. Like they act like they know everything. They act like they did every job. They always want to talk like they just did and know everything under the sun. But we also know this person makes a lot of mistakes because they don't listen and they never want to ask questions. All right. So y'all, steer clear of the fool today. Steer clear of the fool in your life, right? I wouldn't say ask them for insight. I wouldn't say ask them for help, because if you know that this is a person who, when they open up the box, they say, nah, I don't need the instruction manual. No, I'm good on that. I got it. But then when they put a bike together, but it looked like a toy truck, that's an issue, okay? That's definitely an issue. But what we want to focus on, I want to focus on verse 24 right here. When we talk about the diligent versus laziness, right? It talks about the hand of the diligent will rule. So these are the people who are hardworking, right? This is the person who ultimately will gain authority and control over their lives and their work. Why? Because they're focused, they're intentional, they're purposeful with actions. They're structured. They lay it out, because they know what they're working towards and they're taking their time so that they can ultimately have ownership of said career, of said thing, of said area. But the lazy person, where it talks about leads to forced labor, if we want to contrast this, a lazy person is the person who will face the consequences of their inaction versus their action, right? And this could include, or may include, being subject to the rule of others, right? Because when you're lazy, we all have been here at some point in some time of our lives, right? To where you just not feeling it. And it's okay, right? It's okay some days to not always be on. It's okay some days to really not feel wanting to do what you're required to do, but still we must understand and must realize it still got to get done. whatever it is, right? Still got to get done. Still got to move forward. Still got to progress. If you don't, then just like it says in the verse, that there's consequences for the inaction. I once had a boss who would ask me a question. He'd be like, John, did you prepare for the summer camp? And I'd be like, not yet. And he would say, well, John, guess what? If you do something, right, if you do something in preparation or you haven't done anything, either way, you're still making a conscious decision. It's going to require more work for you, or you're going to set yourself up to where you can relax a little bit down the line. He really challenged me on preparation. And preparation and diligence really go hand in hand, while on the other side, laziness and pain or laziness and hurt, those are going to go hand in hand too. Because the longer you want to be lazy, the more it is going to cost you. All right. So let's be intentional with our actions today. Let's be focused and let's really streamline the work that we have to do so that ultimately we won't back ourselves into a corner. All right, family. So let's be wise. Let's stay away from fools and let's be very diligent in our work today. If you're enjoying this content or if you enjoy it straight from the source, go ahead, hit that thumbs up button so YouTube knows that you're enjoying this content, and also so you will never miss an episode here on Speak Your Success in the Morning. We're currently 27 minutes after the hour, about to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back with more Speak Your Success in the Morning after this. Looking for timeless pieces that make a statement? Discover the Jewelry Department, where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas. All right, family, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning. Man, wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Producer Britt, it's a great day. Come on back in here. Oh, what? How am I feeling today?
What are you talking?
How are you feeling today, Producer Britt?
I'm good. I really don't know how I feel yet. It's 6:30. I don't know what I'm feeling right now. Honestly, I'm just trying to make it through. We got 30 more minutes of the show. Then I'll let you know how goodness. I feel. Okay.
Wow. When I tell you, I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
I don't know how I feel yet.
If anybody feel you, I feel you on that one right there. That's real. That's real.
Okay. So just some updates. So just gonna go dive right into it, get into what I saw scrolling. Okay. So first up. That is not the right thing to say, especially with this first story. Okay, first story. The Trump administration will provide only half of the usual food stamp benefits in November. Okay, so due to the government shutdown, we know that November 1st, food stamps were cut. 42 million Americans are without food. But the decision was made by a federal judge, ordered the USDA to provide either full benefits or partial benefits using the program's contingency fund. The USDA opted against using $4 billion from the other sources to provide full benefits, citing concerns about creating a shortfall in children nutrition program funding. So they're not giving all of it. They're giving half. I don't know how long they're giving half, but they're giving half. So, I mean, it's something, you know, it's something to be happy about. But, you know, for the 42 Americans out there still, you know, wanting their full, benefits, they're only getting half. So It's not even like a, oh, thanks, Trump administration. No, there was a federal judge that said, no, you better do this, or, you know, you better, and there's no other. Okay, after that. So, you know, well, praise God for that. They're
people out here hungry, man.
People out here hungry.
Man.
That is true. That is true. So speaking of food, so 6 deaths tied to Listeria outbreak from prepared pasta meals. So the outbreak has resulted in 6 deaths and 27 illnesses across 18 states, Jonathan. So the recall product included various brands of pasta salads sold by companies Nate's Fine Foods. Nate's Fine Foods, okay? So there is a Listeria pasta outbreak from Nate's Fine Foods. There's 6 deaths and 27 illnesses across 18 states. Those states are California, Hawaii, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, North Carolina, Nevada, Ohio, Oregon, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and Washington. So if you know anybody that buys Nate's Fine Food, it ain't that fine, okay? Yeah, Nate, get it together, okay? Get it together.
Nate, you're not great right now, baby.
Nah, you ain't got no fine food right now, okay? Listeria, I feel like when I do report on food outbreaks, it's always Listeria.
Bad business, man.
And then on top of that, I mean, how does that even happen? But that's because the pasta is it's pre-made already. All right, moving on to some sports. Did you watch any games last night, Jonathan?
Last night I did not watch games, but I was watching starting five. I'm on that starting five.
Oh wow. Okay, get back in that.
Yeah, I've been on that starting five.
Okay, so the Cardinals and Cowboys played on Monday Night Football. Here's what we know. We know that the Dallas Cowboys lost, okay? 27 to 17. The Cardinals won. Oh my gosh, Jonathan. The Cardinals offense led by quarterback Jacoby Brissett. It looks like brisket, but it's not brisket. Found Brissett.
That shouldn't have been that funny.
Found success against the Dallas Cowboys defense, particularly in the red zone. On the defense side, the Cardinals defense made critical plays, including sacks and interceptions, to secure the victory. So we lost at home. Crazy. Come on, Dallas, get it together.
That's not surprising, though. Come on, Britt. You can't really.
I mean, it's not surprising, but, you know, my whole thing is with the Dallas Cowboy is the fact that, you know, people save up lifetime amounts of money to go to one of these games.
Crazy money.
You know, you would just think that, you know, the Dallas Cowboys would try a little harder.
They need to do like a, what is it, where everybody signs a petition to get Jerry Jones out of there. I don't know how many signatures you would need to get, but
you would need the whole 50 states. Everybody comes in. They come on buses. I remember when I used to work at Grapevine Mills Mall, and my manager, Michael Kors, April, she would, all right, you know, we got some travelers. Because, I mean, we're right by the airport. It's Grapevine. And so, you know, you see this big, giant bus of people coming off of Dallas Cowboy, you know, gear and merch on. And then you're like, where y'all from? I'm from Memphis. What the heck are y'all doing here?
Memphis people, when I used to drive Uber, people would come from California. I get international, like from China. What are you here for? We want to see the Dallas Cowboys play. Or even sometimes people would come down just to get the tour of the stadium.
Yeah,
I'm like,
big.
What? I mean, but also, this is also coming from, I guess, a little entitled perspective because I had the opportunity to like run on the field as a kid. And even when I got a little older, I signed up for some event randomly and we on Cowboy Stadium doing a Spartan. Like they had the Spartan, it's like an obstacle course almost.
Yeah.
And I got to do that. on Cowboy, okay. on the Cowboys, you know, on the field. So
the old you know, one I, or I the new it. One? I guess no, the it was new one.
Nah, it was the new one. Yeah, they had had an event.
Oh, you're like, saying you're an adult when you did
yeah,
the Spartan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was adult. I mean, when I was a kid, I ran on the different one. Yeah,
the
clearly.
Older, but, the one in Irving, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But since I've been older, you know, I'd have been in
I mean,
space.
I've had the opportunity to go in there for free for high school football games, what have you.
Oh,
I
they do be
still
Jerry,
don't care.
Do
I've been in Texas all
football.
My life. I don't care.
Well, I mean,
they
maybe if they won, then that bring a little more excitement for you wanting to go. To be on the field, but since they lost, you just run around on a losing field. So maybe that's it.
I don't know. You know? What? Am I really a Dallas Cowboys?
Are you really a Dallas? Because you'd be like, we lost. But
I don't care. I only say that because I'm here in Dallas.
Stop saying we then. No. Stop saying we because people are really attached to that. Stop saying it. Yeah. People take that personal.
Oh. Okay. Well, that ain't my fault, y'all. Can't win no games. Nice. So. Oh, man, I lost my page. I have one more story. Okay. Oh, the Mavericks. The Mavericks played Cooper Flag. What's that boy named? KD. Played the Rockets yesterday. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Rockets defeated the Mavericks 110 to 102. A normal score. 110.
About time.
102.
That's a normal basketball score.
Easy, okay? Extending their win streak to 4 games, the Rockets, and... Amen Thompson led the Rockets with 27 points.
Amen, be getting active. I followed him since he was at Overtime Elite.
That's his real name. Why?
Yeah. And he got a twin brother. Yeah, he played for the Rockets. His brother, I believe, played for Detroit. I think it's Detroit. But
twins.
Them boys is nice. Them boys nice. Know who else is pretty nice? Uh-huh. SMU men's basketball, 96-76 over Tarleton State. Beat them by a 20-piece. No biscuit. Okay, men's basketball. College basketball is back, producer Britt. It's back.
Okay, well, one thing we totally forgot to mention is that, one, the LA Dodgers won the World Series 2 years in a row, okay?
You never hear that. Wow.
2 years in a row? Wow. What kind of baseball situation they got going there? Okay, but that's great. Love the LA. I mean, I don't love them, but great for the LA Dodgers. You know, my sister's in LA. Cool. Go blue. All right.
Go blue.
So, go LA blue. Okay. So, but the big thing here is that the Magic Johnson now has 18 championships between basketball, baseball, and soccer. Okay. So, let's start with number one. Number one, 1977 high school state championship. He was a player. 1979 NCAA championship. He was a player. Okay. Yep. All of this is player right here. Lakers, 1980. And then you got the Lakers again, 1982, 1985, 1987, 1988. Okay. Yeah. Those are all players. And then you got one more right here. He won Olympic gold medal, 1992. Okay. Then he said, okay, I'm done. Now he's Laker part owner, okay? Lakers part owner. So he wins another one, 2000, 2001. Now we're on number 10, okay? Number 11, 2002, 2009, 2010,
Magic.
2016.
Magic.
Okay? 2016, that was a WNBA part owner of the Sparks, the LA Sparks.
Wow.
And then number 15, 2020, the Dodgers... MLB, they won part owner, okay? So this is their third World Series. And then we got 2022 Los Angeles Field something. It's their soccer league, MLS. He's a part owner in that. They won a championship. And then 17 and 18, 2024, 2025, Dodgers, MLB, part owner. Let's go Magic. The guy has never done anything bad. Yeah. Magic Johnson is great in every aspect of life.
Magic Johnson is winning life right now. Meanwhile, they're getting drone shots of him on a yacht, just being magic. I'm here walking. I'm working. Every step I take, I'm making more money. I'm winning another championship.
It seems like he is just like the luckiest person in the world, like the most blessed person ever.
I mean, his career is wild though. Like, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, you know, from him being friends with, you know, the Buss family at a young age, getting that knowledge, getting that, you know, that insight, and just all of it, you know, just unheard wrapped of. Up in a bow, and then just a career just catapulted into something amazing. So I know, you know, watching Winning Time, you know, they canceled the show, but. You know, the way that him and Cookie Johnson got together, you know, I know she's glad that she went back to her man because he was fighting for her. So
say, I'm glad that she.
Yeah. So
I'm
shout out Cookie, her. Shout out the Magic, shout out Johnson family. Okay, y'all do y'all thing.
Winning time. Okay, winning time. Because just like you said, because that like that is unheard. Like think about that now. Like think about Jerry Jones. Even though I mean we've kind of seen it in the Cowboys documentary, but think about Jerry Jones really hanging with. A player like in his prime, like I mean, yeah, we see it now a little bit. Like he said, he loved Michael Irvin, and I mean, him and Michael Irvin have a special relationship, but I don't see that type of relationship where you give him boys game to where he's now just you know been able to really stack up pieces like he playing Monopoly. He just bow, bow, bow. So man, shout out to Magic Johnson because he over there making magic happen. You understand me?
He really is. I believe he still has his theaters and everything.
Then he got the network too. Inspire TV. Or Aspire. Is it Aspire?
That
Aspire.
Is true. Yeah. Aspire. That's
this
right.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
He's on a whole nother level. He literally makes. I mean, I know most billionaires and millionaires make money in their sleep, but I feel like he's just. I don't know.
He's making it while he's awake. He's making it while he's awake.
I mean, they all do, but it's just dang, you got that many championships? And half of them are your own?
Man.
Yeah. Okay. Man, now that is greatness right there. Yeah, okay.
I just want to hit something. No, my bad. I want to hit something on what you're saying about the... About the food assistance and for federal employees and SNAP neighbors. I wanted to make sure to give some people some places where they can, you know, go and, you know, get their bread up. So this is a special food distribution. Okay. Yikes. Special food distribution for those federal employees and neighbors whose SNAP benefits have been passed due to the government shutdown. Right. So there's some sites that's going to do drive throughs and mobile distributions. You are required distributions that require a vehicle. And while others, you know, they are available for walk-up pantries where you can go inside and receive your food. Just make sure you bring your Lone Star card or a valid federal ID to help expedite the process. All right. So I'm going to say these places really quick, but then we're going to post them on social media. But you got Brother Bill's Helping Hand that starts today at 9 a.m. Then you also have Dallas College at Brookhaven. That's on November 5th. Then we got Metro Crest Services. That's going to be on November 6th. Seven Loaves on November 7th. Okay. We got Dallas College Pleasant Grove on November 8th. And then we also have Dallas College Mountain View November 8th as well. Both of those start at 9 a.m. And then lastly, we have the Stew Pot, whereas that's also a mobile distribution. And that starts November 8th. Like I said, we're going to also post these locations and the details so you can have the information to go get your bread up. Producer Britt, back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Jonathan. Yeah, okay, so shifting gears here, last 15 minutes. So I got a question for you, Jonathan.
Uh-oh.
What sucked as a child but is awesome as an adult?
Hands down, naps. Give me that. Give me naps. Period.
Oh my gosh. Are you a napaholic?
I'm not a napaholic, but it's just one of those things to where you realize how much you really need your rest versus a kid. Like, because I see my son. My man be fighting. No, I don't want to lay down. No. And then you see that boy sleep with his booty up. I'm like, boy, you out. Just out
that
of there.
That is funny.
Yeah, so give me naps. What about you? What's something that, you know, as a kid, you like, nah, I don't want it. But as a dog, you like, please give me that.
Something that sucked as a child. but I love as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Bills, yes.
Oh my gosh, can we reverse that, okay?
Take them back. Take them back.
Take them back.
Return
the
sender.
I don't need those. I don't know what sucked as a child, but is great as an adult. I guess my own space. You know, you had to be in the house with your parents.
Light's about to come on. Get inside. Get inside.
Now it's like, hey, I ain't coming this month. 3 a.m. Okay. But, you know, I don't.
My time. Yeah.
Love you, mama, but it's my time now. Okay.
Man.
Yeah. So, guys, okay. when we post this clip, what is something that sucked as an adult? I mean, sucked as a child.
Hmm.
What is something that sucked as a child but is awesome as an adult? Okay, put it down below in the comments. Marche, on your way to work, think about it, okay? Think about it. What you got?
No. I was trying to think of a question.
I can see you on your face.
No, I was trying to see if there was something else, but I was trying to also see if I had a question to follow up with that. Okay. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
You know, I watch The Boys.
I also watch
the spinoff show Gen V. So I believe I would want my superhero power to be this girl. Her name is Kate. Okay. And Kate, all she has to do is touch you and she can tell you what to do.
It's like mind control type deal.
Yeah. So it's like if I touch your arm and I say, Jonathan, you know, never stop cooking tacos and you will never stop cooking tacos.
I'm just going to cook them for the rest of my life. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll just, beef, or
chicken,
you know, I'll say
surf and turf. All of it.
Yeah. Cook tacos to the end of the day or do this and she'll do it. And then she'll, you know, yeah. So that one, hold on, I got one more.
Oh.
And then this, I don't want to say Marie because she's too violent. It's too much blood. I'm going to go with being invisible. There's this other guy on the college campus on the show, and he be getting me because he could go invisible. So invisible and the hand mind control like Kate. That's what I would do. All right, what you got?
I would take – so the first thought that pops in mind is like knowing the future. But I don't want to know the future. I would leave that to God. I don't want to know the future at all.
Yeah, you don't want to be Raven Baxter. You don't want to do that.
Don't know the future. But what I would like to, I feel like I would like the ability to fly. I would like the ability to fly. Because, you know, save that bread.
Pick a good superhero.
What you mean? That's not a good one?
They all can fly.
But I can't fly. They all can fly. I can't fly. You know how much money we'll save on travel flying? I just scoop up everybody. We just Turks and Caicos. Go see the blue funky water in Bali.
So you gonna fly your whole family?
We flying. It's up, man. It's up. I'm gonna strap everybody on. We gonna be out of here. Let's go to the motherland.
Boy, just want a free flight. It's crazy.
If you seen the price of these flights. Brittany Marche Lucky. For me to go to Clemson, it was a $900 flight, $895. Yes. Fly me now. You understand me?
Jets on my feet right now, huh?
Jets on my feet, wings on my back. Okay. I'm out of here. Speaking of superheroes, who do you think won Halloween? Just in terms of the costumes, I seen some.
Oh, like
costumes,
the celebrities.
Yeah.
I said before, I liked Megan Good and Jonathan Majors. They did their thing, and then I'ma also go with who do I remember? I think that's all I. And who else? Oh, Kayla Nicole, when she got that, she did that.
Oh,
that Toni Braxton. It was a little for me. Yeah, she did that. She did that. That's how you tell somebody to keep my name out your mouth. Okay. Because Taylor should have never started that stuff putting Taylor in there, writing with her pen, writing with, she don't write with a pen, she probably write with a pencil, writing with her pencil, you know, man. And talking about doing subliminal messages about Kayla, this, that, and the third. So Kayla got her back, and I ain't heard nothing.
For the people that hadn't seen the video, we might post it
on
social media page.
Y'all know, for the people that haven't seen the video.
We might post it on the social media page just so people can see.
No, you ain't even got to do that. The Toni Braxton dance break when she's in He Wasn't Man Enough for Me, when she's like, what are you thinking? Do you know?
Clearly, we have to post it.
Yeah, so, and the crazy thing is on TikTok, everybody was like, white people don't know that song.
We're separate, man. It's crazy. The separation is real. The separation is real. Yeah. But
So I'm going Kayla and I'm going Jonathan Majors and Megan Good. They did their thing. All right, what you got?
The Major Good family. Okay. So Kev on stage. Did you see Kev on stage dressed up as Meteor Man? You didn't see him as Meteor Man, and Robert Townsend
commented
on the picture. He said, it's like the Spider-Man meme where Spider-Man looking at Spider-Man. He said, Meteor Man looking at Meteor Man. Yeah.
Wow.
Robert Townsend came and commented, said, I see you, young bull. I see you. I said, okay. I respect it.
No, I didn't see his.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me hit you with one other random question.
Okay, what you got?
Oh, would you rather have a personal chef or a personal driver? Because you bougie.
Oh, man. Drive me. I cook for myself. Drive me everywhere I don't want to drive.
Would you rather always speak in a rhyme or sing everything you say?
If I sound like Mariah Carey, I would say sing everything.
No. That's not, we didn't say that. No. That's not the question. We didn't say nothing about Mariah Carey. It's would you rather speak in a rhyme or sing everything you say? Which one is it? You got to pick one.
Speaking rhymes,
I would be dying watching you just rapping all just day.
Rapping all day.
Oh
yeah.
God!
I have a hard problem about that.
Would you rather no social media or no streaming services? Ooh, you gonna
trick question?
Media.
They're the same thing.
No.
Yeah, they are. You could stream on social media.
You know what I mean, like streaming.
Nah. My mind is too complex for this simple question. I don't think so.
Here's one for you. If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Beyonce, I've been on.
Oh, God. I knew you were going to say Beyonce. All right, this is the last one. Well, maybe not.
Okay,
which celebrity would you want as your morning co-host for a day?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Media personality. Girl, the head just...
Oh, my, what celebrity would I want for a co-host for the day?
For a morning co-host for a day.
Morning.
That's a good question. We're doing a morning show.
Okay. I'm just thinking, because there's some celebrities, you don't want them in the morning. So that's all I'm thinking.
Wait, what?
You don't want the engagement in the, I'm thinking about, you know, the morning shows.
Don't think about it that deep. No, don't think about it that deep. Just think about who would you, if morning show, evening show,
well,
night
can
show,
I just list
show.
Off a couple? Can I list off a couple?
Of course you want
to. I'll list
rules.
Off three. I'll list off three.
Okay.
Take three. Oprah.
We'll tag her in this clip.
Michelle Obama.
Oh, first lady.
And then... I'm gonna say Reese Witherspoon, Beyonce.
I thought you wasn't gonna say Beyonce. You listed off four at this point.
Yeah. Oprah, what? Michelle, Reese, cause she's funny.
I was about to say, where did Reese Witherspoon come from in that?
She's funny.
I'm not saying she's not. I mean, and she is a media mogul, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah, like I would want her in the morning. Like Reese, what we talk about? She's bubbly. She's giggly. I like her. Yeah. I like Reese. You know. And then Beyonce, of course, you know, it might not be that funny, it might not be that engaging, but she's here. Okay. Beyonce, she's going to laugh a little bit, and, you know, that's about it. I don't know if I want Beyonce on the morning show because she barely talks to the public. So it's like, Beyonce, are you gonna talk before you get on stage? Okay, you have to talk. That's funny. Okay. And then if I had to just one guy, let me think. One guy.
Who is one guy?
The Moore Chestnut. I'm going Moore Chestnut for me and Shay. Me and Shay. Right, Shay? That's a good one, right? Good answer. Good answer.
Crazy. Crazy. You answer for your cousin. All right, last question.
Okay,
what's if your alarm clock could talk, what would it say every morning?
I can't say it. It's this video of Mike Epps. And he like, get up. Get up. Get your... Up, get up!
Oh wow!
It's like, don't go back to. I gotta show you that video. Don't go back because everybody in the comments they were like, "I need to make this sound by alarm clock. I need to make this sound by alarm clock." And
that's funny.
That's what it would be. Or if it's not that, it would be. Shay said, "Good answer." She texted me. She said, "Good answer."
Oh,
Shay. That or. If it's not Mike Epps.
Be that Serge the Entertainer on the front end of Sway in the Morning. Wake yo. Sway in the Morning.
Yeah, that too. Okay. All right, one more. What you got? One more.
Oh, you want all the questions now. Let's see. No. If you could. Okay, you'll like this one. If Ozzy could talk, what's the first thing he'd say to you?
Ozzy, what would you say, man? If Ozzy could talk, what's the first thing he would say? Mm-hmm. Ozzy would probably say, I want to go outside more. That's probably what he would say.
he would probably say, he looked like he wanted to go outside.
He probably would say, we used to go outside all the time, and now we don't. What's up with that? Huh? What's going on with that, mama? So, yeah. Well, you're too big to fit into the cat bag, Ozzy. Huh?
We still got more time. What's a movie you can quote word for word?
White Chicks.
La,
la, la, la, la, la, la, bamba. Okay. Yeah, I can do that one.
Okay, this is the last one for you. Quick on these questions. Yeah, what's a song that instantly gets you hype in the morning? This that go-to song, you tap in, you turn it on, you turn to a different person. What song is that?
Lately or all the time?
I'm not doing that. I asked the question. You trying to twist the question.
Crazy in Love, Beyonce. Run It.
I'm crazy in love with you.
That's not even how I go.
Oh wait, that's Crazy in Love. I was thinking of the first one? The one that's on her solo album.
Crazy in Love with Jay-Z? Yeah.
No. Okay. But she has a solo song.
The whole album solo. You set me free. Oh, you're talking about Dangerously in Love.
Dangerously in Love.
Yeah.
I like that one.
So the thing about Dangerously in Love is that she never performs it. So this last tour that she did on, not the last tour, the tour before that, Renaissance, she hadn't performed Dangerous in Love since she was young, on tour.
So y'all went crazy for the track.
Jonathan, not crazy. Not crazy, Jonathan. We were crying.
Oh, my goodness.
She was crying. We was crying. We dangerously love you, Beyonce. You dangerously love us. So and we just all in it. And she just comes up out of the stage. And then it's just this twinkle, these beautiful lights and everything. And she's dressed in this haute couture because it's Beyonce. And then, you know, it's just all custom. And then it's just, it no matter if it's 90,000 people in the stadium. She's singing to you, Jonathan. She's singing to me. Mm. And you just see her because she has this, you know, she has this big old LED. The LED wall covers the whole entire stage. So you can't not see her. It's not a bad spot in the house, honestly. Wow. And so she come up and she just say, you know, Dallas. I love you, Dallas, Houston, my home, Colorado, wherever the heck she is. Mm. And so And then she just start singing the song. And it's so angelic. And it's just, you just start crying because you're just like, oh my gosh. And for people that have never been to a Beyonce concert, you will never, like Priscilla, she's never been to a Beyonce concert. And she was like, I am literally blown away. Like the mic is on. I don't need, nothing else needs to be, it's just me, Beyonce, and everybody else in here, okay? And it's a beautiful experience. It's a beautiful experience.
You're going to give me some crazy homework because I'm about to cut up and find all these clips and go post it to the social so people can get the experience.
You didn't have to cut the clips. I could send you some videos because I was there. I mean, I might be, you know, I might be singing in the back, but I'm telling you.
The people want that. They want that real. Give us the real.
They want that real.
We got to post the reel. Let the people see the reel with you in the background, and we're going to see how you really sound. Come on.
That's why I could not post any of my Chris Brown footage, because I was like.
Yeah. I had to say, excuse me, miss. I say the love dance for you.
Yes. I tell you, me and Shay was Breeze singing. And then when residuals came on, Shay was like, no, I just got to focus. I got to sing my song right now. Everybody was focused, okay? Brought that mic down because the mic came down on string, came down.
Oh,
right here.
Everybody lost it. Everybody
they dropped it. Got that bejeweled microphone. He got all these diamonds on.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Chris Brown. Let's end the show before I start talking about Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah. God. Okay, final thought. Anything else you want to give to the people before we get
It's Tuesday. It is election day in some states. What's being voted on? Please look it up yourself. I did not have time to look it up. But there is some voting going on today in the U.S. of the A.
That's true.
I don't want to say it. But voting, what else? That's all I got. There's voting going on, and make sure you read something, read an article. You see some, send it to me so that I can be more aware of it. And then, yeah, I'll share it with you guys. Have a great day. It's getting chilly here in Texas, y'all. The temperature's going down.
The sweaters
are coming out. The snow has not fallen yet, and I don't want no snow this year, but let's make it a good time. And this weekend, I'm putting up a Christmas tree.
Mm. Oh, there it is. Okay, she put up a Christmas tree. All right, producer Britt. So, So, man, yeah, just like producer Britt said, man, read something. Go out there and vote if it is in your respective areas. And also, we're going to make sure, like I said, to post the information for the SNAP benefits and to where, you know, you can walk up, do the walk-up distribution to where you can get your bread up. No pun intended. But, family, we're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. But remember, y'all, remember. First of all, if you didn't catch yesterday's episode, catch yesterday's episode. It was a good one. We talked about what dating in 2025 looks like and even what is actually acceptable as a first date. Let's talk about it, okay? Check out yesterday's episode and drop something in the comments so we know it's real. But also, family, you know, be really sensitive in these times for people around you, neighbors, friends, family, and all that. If you see somebody who's hurting and you're in a position to where you can pour into them or support them in a way or even direct them to a food bank, and our food pantry. Make sure to do that. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. But we're going to be here, you know, live tomorrow at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time to 7 a.m. Central Standard. But all right, baby. Take care, y'all. Remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?